Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chaf Hey. We are holding up the Mishnah in the very bottom of daf Chaf Dal Rabban Beis. We're going to talk about two cases that Rabban Gamliel is Mekabel Eidus, where others were not Mekabel Eidus, and that's going to lead us into the story. The Mishnah is going to tell the famous story of Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, where they disagreed about what day Rosh Chodesh was in Tishrei, and therefore they disagreed about the Cheshbon of when Yom HaKippurim was going to be, and Rabban Gamliel sort of imposed his will on Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua had to be mekabel. The Gemara is going to talk about cases of a moon appearing late but needing to be mekadesh the chodesh anyway, even though the moon from last month was still appearing at the very end. And the Gemara is going to have words of nechama that Rabbi Akiva offered to Rabbi Yeshua when Rabbi Yeshua was forced to be mechalel what he thought was Yom HaKippurim according to his cheshbon. And we're going to have some divrei agada about this as well. We're going to talk about different leaders from different generations and how we equate leaders of our generation with leaders of previous generations, and how every Jewish leader should be respected regardless of what generation he's from. And then the beginning of the next parak is going to talk about different cases where when they don't have a chance to say Mekudash until after nightfall, different cases of where Beis Din sees the Chodesh, one where they don't actually get to say Mekudash until after it's already nightfall, another case where Beis Din sees the moon themselves, what do they do in terms of doing the Eidos if they don't have other Eidim that saw the moon other than Beis Din themselves. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to conclude with the discussion, if we get to it today, about the concept of Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan and whether that applies to Eidos of Kiddush HaChodesh or not. So let us begin with the Mishnah. The Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Dalet and Beis. Ma'isa Shabbo Shnayim Va'omru. The story happened that two people came and they said, Re'inu Shachris B'Mizrach Va'arvis B'Mariv, that we saw in the morning the old moon in the eastern side of the sky, and then we saw the new moon on the western side of the sky in the evening. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Eidei Sheker Heim. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, they're clearly liars. There's no such thing as impossible. K'shabo li Yavne, Kibla Rabbi Gamliel. But when they came to Yavne, Rabbi Gamliel was mekabel their eidus. So Rabbi Gamliel apparently thought it was possible. The Gemara is going to explain why he thought that was possible. Va'od ba'ushnayim, another case where two people came, va'amru ri'inu bizmano, and they say that we saw the moon Bismano, and again, Bismano means on the 30th day, because we assume that the typical month is 29 days. If it's Chodesh Maleh, if it has an extra day, then it's 30 days. So they say they saw the new moon on the 30th day, which means that it's already Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day. So Beleli Buro Lo Nira. So that the first part's not unusual, but then they say, but then on the next night, we didn't see the moon anymore. The moon was no longer visible on the next night. So V'kiblan Rem Gamliel was still Mekabel their Eidos, even though they're saying something that's impossible. If the new moon already appeared the previous night, why isn't it there the next night? So the Balma writes that this Eidos was certainly Eidos Sheker. They fooled Rabban Gamliel, and Rabban Gamliel and with that Eidos, Rabban Gamliel didn't follow when the moon should have been seen. He was Somech on Re'iya alone. He didn't do any sort of cheshbon about when it should have been. But since we darshan Atam Afilu Shogun about Filim Mutayin, that even when Beis Din makes a mistake, that's why Rabban Gamliel wasn't Choser, even though it turned out to have been a Taus that he was Mekadesh L'Chodesh early. So even though it was a mistake, and Rabban Gamliel realized it was a mistake, still he wasn't Choser because Atam Afilim Mutayin. The Rambam and the Bar Tanur explained that certainly Rabban Gamliel knew through his cheshbon that the moon should have appeared on day 30, and it should have been a 29-day month, and that's why Rabban Gamliel was mekabel the Eidim. The fact that he didn't see the Levana the next night, that was he assumed that it was Nischasa ba'avim, that it was covered in clouds or something else that made it impossible to see. Am Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas Eide Sheker. So Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas says these people are Eide Sheker. Heich midim al isha sheyolda ulamachar kresa ben shinaha. How could you say about a woman that she gave birth and then the next day that she's pregnant? It's impossible. If she gave birth already, then she's not pregnant anymore. So you can't say that the moon was there and then the next day it's not there anymore. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, Roa ani estivarechus. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas, I think you're more correct. I don't think Rabbi Gamliel is correct about this. I think you are correct that we should not have declared the previous day to be Rosh Chodesh. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel sent a message to Rabbi Yoshua, Gozarni alecha shetavu etzli b'makolcha b'ma'osecha b'yomakipur m'shechalios b'cheshboncha. I am gozer on you that you should have to come to me with your walking stick and with your money on Yom Kippur, that for on the day that according to your cheshbon is going to be Yom Kippur, because according to my cheshbon it's not Yom Kippur, and you have to be kafuf to my psak, and therefore on the day that you would have cheshbon to be Yom Kippur, you need to carry your walking stick and your money and come to me. So that was the gezeira that Rav Gamliel made. The Ramban uses this as an example in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Shorash Aleph, that when the Ramban talks about the concept of afilu amlucha al yamin shu small val small shu yamin, that you have to listen to the chacham no matter what they tell you, even if they tell you that your right is your left and your left is your right, what seems to you to be your right hand they tell you is your left hand, what seems to you to be your left hand they tell you is your right hand. So even if they tell you things like that, you still have to listen to them. So the Ramban says, just like Shanag Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, Biyomakipurim Shechalios Becheshbono, just like Rabbi Yeshua did with Rabbi Gamliel, that he knew what day was really Yom Kippur, but Afal Pikein, even though he thought that he knew what day was really Yom Kippur, he had to listen to Rabbi Gamliel. So that's the Ramban's raya. The Maritz Chayis just points out it's an odd raya to bring to the broader concept of Al Yamin Shu Smol Val Smol Shu Yamin, because specifically by Kiddush Hachodesh we have a drasha from a pasuk that tells us Atem Afilu Mutar and Atem Afilu. We have a specific drasha from pasuk that tells us that specifically by Kiddush HaChodesh we listen even if it's incorrect, because the it's totally in the Beis Din, it's not more than it's totally in the reality of when the new moon actually appeared, more than it's totally in the Cheshbon. So how's this a raya for the broader concept that by all areas of Halacha that Al Yamin Shu Smol Val Smol Shuhu Yamin? So the Divrei Sofrim writes that it could be that the Ramban was just trying to give an example of what kind of error you would still have to listen to, but not that this is a raya to the idea of Al Yamin Shu Smol Val Smol Shu Yamin. In Ochinami, this is a special case and therefore would not be a good raya, but even if it's as incorrect as this must have seemed to Rabbi Yoshua, so the Ramban is giving an example that even if it's that incorrect, you still have to do it. Why did he tell him to have told two things, to carry the stick and the money belt? So the Aruch Lenar explains that each one had a mila to it. The Gemara in Krisus, there's a suffix whether there's a chiv erev otzah for Yom HaKippurim or not. I mean, is Yom Kippur like Yontif when it comes to otzah, or is Yom Kippur like Shabbos when it comes to otzah? So tell him to just carry his walking stick. It could be that he holds ein erev otzah Yom HaKippurim, and therefore he's carrying his walking stick because he holds that on Yom Kippur you're allowed to carry your walking stick. So Gamliel says, I want you to carry something that's vaday muktzah. I want you to carry your money belt as well. Now carrying the money alone also would not have been enough, because that doesn't have as much of a piersum. That's not it's not something that everyone sees as much. So he wanted it to be mefursum b'fnei olam, everyone to see that Rabbi Yeshua is not considering this Yom Kippur by virtue of the items that he's carrying. So he said, I want you to carry your stick as well. There's more piersum in what he's doing. And what did Rabbi Yeshua do? He did even more than Rav Gamliel asked of him, because he took his ma'osav biyada, we're going to see. He took his money in his hand, not like people normally carry their money in some sort of money belt around their waist. So that's why it's not on makalo uma'osav biyada, to make it an even greater piersum that he was being kafuf to Rabbi Gamliel. So the story continues. Halach mitzor Rabbi Akiva meitzar. So Rabbi Akiva found, the Gemara is going to explain this means, found that Rabbi Yeshua was very upset, because here Rabbi Yeshua just got this letter from Gamliel that he has to go on the day that he cheshbens to be Yom Kippur and be mechal Yom Kippur. So Amar lo yesh li limlo shekol mashas from Gamliel asui shnemer elam adei Hashem mikray kodesh ashetikru osam. Bein bizmanon, bein shalom bizmanon. We darshan atem that it applies that Rabbi Akiva tells Rabbi Yeshua that from Gamliel declares it to be Rosh Chodesh. Then it's Rosh Chodesh, whether it's the right time, whether it's not the right time. Ein li moados ela elu. All we have is the moados that are declared to us by the Beis Din. Rabbi Dosa ben Rokinas. So he then went to Rabbi Dosa ben Rokinas, who is the one that started this whole story. He's the one that disagreed with Rabbi Gamliel and informed Rabbi Yeshua of his disagreement. So Rabbi Yeshua then went to Rabbi Dosa ben Rokinas. Rabbi Dosa ben Rokinas, who you would think really would have been as upset as Rabbi Yeshua was about this, because he's the one that made the cheshbon like Rabbi Yeshua. So he said, listen, if we were to try to question the Beis Din of Rabbi Gamliel, We wouldn't stop there. We would have to start questioning every single Beis Din from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until our days. And that would be ridiculous. We can't go back in history and question every single Beis Din that ever existed. Shnemer Vayal Moshe V'Aaron Nadav Aviyu V'Shivim Mizikne Yisrael. Pasuk says Moshe, Aaron, Nadav, and Aviyu are identified by name, and it mentions Shivim Mizikne Yisrael. V'Lam Alon Esparshu Shmos and Shal Zakenim. Why doesn't it mention the names of these Zakenim? Elamich Kol Shlosh Shlosh Shamdu Beis Din Al Yisrael Hareu Kebeis Dino Shal Moshe. This teaches us that any three people that become a Beis Din over Klal Yisrael, so they have the status of the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu, and their authority has to be accepted the way we would accept the authority of the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Natal Makolo Ma'osa Biyado, Rabbi Yoshua took his walking stick, he took his money in his hand, Vahalach Liyavne, and he went to Yavne Itzel Ram Gamliel, by Rabbi Gamliel, Biyom Shechal Yom HaKippurim Lios Pechashbono, on the day that Rabbi Yoshua thought should really have been Yom HaKippurim. Amen Rabbi Gamliel, Vinashkal Rosh, Rabbi Gamliel saw that Rabbi Yoshua listened to him and had come with his walking stick and his money, so he stood up and he kissed him on his head. Amar lo, bo b'shalom Rebbe v'talmidi. And Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Yeshua, bo b'shalom, my Rebbe and my Talmud. Why has he his Rebbe and his Talmud? Rebbe b'chachma, you are my Rebbe in wisdom, meaning you know more than me, or you've taught me Torah, v'talmidi shekabalta es tevarei, but you're my Talmud in the sense that you were mekabel what I had to say. So it's interesting that Rabbi Yeshua over here wasn't satisfied just listening to the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva already told him that we have to listen to the Beis Din Rabbi Gamliel, that ein li moados ela elu. But then he needed more. He needed more chizik. He had to go to Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas as well. So what did he accomplish with the second nechama that Rabbi Akiva's nechama did not provide? What did Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas tell him that Rabbi Akiva didn't satisfy already? So in the Chidushei Rabbi Chaim on Shas, he says l'chora, why is it that Rabbi Gamliel's Kiddush HaChodesh is any more powerful than Rabbi Yeshua's Kiddush HaChodesh? Rabbi Gamliel declared the 30th day to be Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yeshua declared the 31st day to be Rosh Chodesh. They both had the koach to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So how do we know that Rabbi Gamliel's Kiddush HaChodesh is the primary one, is the one that we listen to, and that's where we say Atem Afilu Mutayin, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua's Kiddush HaChodesh, which was actually correct? They were both Mekadesh the Chodesh. Why does Rabbi Gamliel take precedence over Rabbi Yeshua? So it has to be that this halacha of Atem Afilu Mutayin is said legabe the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, that if he made a mistake and was Mekadesh the Bita'us, the Kiddush is Chal. Atem is going on Moshe and Aaron. Moshe was the Nasi of Sanhedrin, the Rambam writes in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin. And therefore, if a machlokas occurs between two batei dinim, where one is Mekadesh on the 30th day and the other one is Mekadesh on the 31st day, we go with the Kiddush HaChodesh of the Nasi. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua wasn't satisfied with Rabbi Akiva's response, because all Rabbi Akiva told him is Atem Afilu Mutayin. That's great, but I'm also an Atem Afilu Mutayin. Why does Rabbi Gamliel's Atem Afilu Mutayin work more than my Atem Afilu Mutayin? It's only when Rabbi Dosa said to him that you can't be done Acher Beis Kol Beis and Beis and Sha'aman Mimos Moshe V'Yad Achshav, meaning that we have this halacha that the Nasi is in charge over here, that the Nasi Sanhedrin is the one that gets to make this call. So that's what made Rabbi Yeshua comfortable, that it was the right thing to listen to Rabbi Gamliel more so than just Atem Afilu Mutayin, which could have applied equally to Rabbi Yoshua as much as it applied to Rabbi Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we have a Braisa. Amar lam Rabbi Gamliel l'chacham. Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chacham, Kach mekublani mibeis avi abba. I have a mesorah from my grandfather's house. Pa'am shabab arucha, upa'am shabab b'ktsara. Sometimes the moon follows a longer path, and sometimes it follows a shorter path. We're explaining the first halacha, that reinu shachris b'mizrach va'arvis b'marav, that the old moon was appeared in the morning, in the eastern side of the sky, and already that evening the new moon appeared in the western side of the sky. And Rabbi Gamliel thought that was reasonable, because he said the moon sometimes follows a much shorter path. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time at the Bei Rabbi, what's the reason for this? Tachsiv, Asa Yerach Lamoadim, Shemesh Yoda Mevoho. Shemesh Hu Di Yoda Mevoho, Yerach Lo Yoda Mevoho. The Yerach comes Lamoadim, the moon is Lamoadim. But the Shemesh, that's Yoda Mevoho. We know exactly the timing of the rotation of the sun, exactly when that's going to come up, when that's going to come down. But the moon, it's not as predictable. The moon could sometimes follow a shorter path and sometimes follow a longer path. It's not predictable like the sun. That's where Rabbi Gamliel and his family must have must have held. That's what they must have been assuming. Rabbi Chiya chazi l'siara davakai b'tzafra de'esrim v'tisha. Rabbi Chiya saw the old moon on the morning of the 29th day of the month. Shakal kala patakbe. So he took a clod of earth and he threw it at the moon. I assume he didn't reach the moon, but he threw it toward the moon. So amar l'urta b'inan l'kedushibach v'at kayem esacha zil ichsi. He said, tonight we need to be mekadesh the chodesh, and now you're appearing here? Get out of here! You have to cover yourself up. We don't need people to see you because we have to be mekadesh the chodesh. As Rashi points out, l'urta b'inan l'kedushecha tzrichon anulasos haylai liyom tov shal Rosh Hashanah. It happened to have been that it was right before Rosh Hashanah, and he's saying we need to declare tonight to be Rosh Hashanah l'chaser es el, to make sure that el is only a 29-day month and not a 30-day month. Ulayim al edmim. We're going to have to frighten edmim into telling us what they want, what we want to hear. Lomari inu bismano l'kacho l'machar, to tell us that they saw the new moon in the right zman in order that we can make Rosh Hashanah tomorrow. V'afal pi shelo reul fi shayu ibra chodesh dochas yom kippur meitzel Shabbos, because this was one of those calendar years where it worked out that if, had they been ma'aber the chodesh, it would have been a problem mishum yarki mishum meisei to have the yom kippurim and Shabbos back to each other. So they were going to need to adjust it to make sure that it's only 29-day month. So he was screaming at the moon, don't ruin our plans. If you become too obvious, then we're not going to be able to be ma'ayim the Edom. They're going to know that the old moon was still there and that they didn't see the new moon in time. So and according to some girsos over here, the moon actually, ichsi means that the moon actually went and covered itself up. Va'azla v'ichsi. It wasn't just zil ichsi, that him saying, go cover it up, but some of the girsos have va'azla v'ichsi, and it went and it actually covered itself up. So the Ritva says that it's lav dafka, that it doesn't actually mean that the moon listened to him or that he was able to command the moon, that this is any sort of mice and nisim. That's as the Rambam writes in Perashat Mishnayos as well, that it doesn't help to scream at the moon. It's derech mashal. He was trying to say that it's going to be so frustrating when we try to be mekadesh the chodesh in a day early and the moon is standing there as edus against us, so to speak. But in Mesoras Shas brings this girsa of azl v'ichsi, which makes it sound like it wasn't stam words, that the moon actually listened. And that's how the Yerushalmi says as well, that there was this was a nes, that the moon actually listened when he told the moon to cover itself up. Amrle Rebbe l'Rebbe Chia, zil le'ein tov v'kadshe li'archa. Rebbe said to Rebbe Chia, go to the place called Ein Tav and be mekadesh the chodesh in Ein Tav. As Rashi says, zil le'ein tov v'kadshe, why couldn't he do it right where he was? He didn't want the people in that city to mock him if they would be mekadesh the next day, because the old moon was still visible all day 29, so it didn't make sense that day 30 should really be Rosh Chodesh. So he said, in order that people shouldn't be meranein, so people shouldn't mock me, so go somewhere else, go to Ein Tav and be mekadesh there, and then you could send me a simon to let me know that you were mekadesh the chodesh, and the siman should be the message David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. If you send me that message, then I'll know what that means. I'll know that we had a kiddush hachodesh. What does David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam have anything to do with kiddush hachodesh? So Rashi says Nimshal Kalavana, that the malchus based David is compared to the moon. Shneimar bo kisu k'shemesh negdi k'yarech yichon olam, that David, the malchus based David, sometimes is covered up and it's missing from us, but it's going to return just like the moon. When the moon disappears, we know that it's on a cycle where it's definitely going to return. The Rama in Hilchos Kiddush Levana in Simtav Chavav in Aruch Chaim, when he talks about Kiddush Levana, the Rama writes that we have a minhag to say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam as part of what we say by Kiddush Levana. Why? Because the Malchus of David is Nimshal to the Levana, and it's Asilis Chadish Kamosa, that just like the Levana, the new moon comes back, the Malchus based David is going to come back, and Knesset Yisrael is going to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Levana, which is Mishkadesh together with the Chama. That's what the Rama writes. The Bir Alecha quotes from the Pri Chadash that the smach to this minhag is from Aruch Sugya, where he says the simon for Kiddush HaChodesh is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, based on our Rashi, our Gemara, that you see that there's a close association with Kiddush HaChodesh and David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. In the Sefer Shara Ephraim, In the Pischei Sha'arim, he quotes from Agona Chasar of Yitzchak Isaac HaKohen, Av Bezin Tekilo Kadosha Karetz, where he says that the Baal Mechaber Sefer Kunas Olam, where he says that the words David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayam are Begematria Rosh Chodesh. So you have that connection. David Melch Yisrael, I didn't do the math, but I trust that it works. Tan Rabbanon. One time, the Niskashu Shemayim Ba'avim, rather, it was a very cloudy day. And they saw what looked like the shape of the moon on the 29th day of the month. So everyone wanted to say Rosh Chodesh, and Bezin was going to be Mekadesh. Rabbi Gamliel said to them, Kach mikublani mi beis aviaba. I have a mesorah from my grandfather's household. Ein chidusha shalavana pchusim yasrim v'tishayom mechzav v'shnei shlishisha ve'ayin gimel chalakim. That the rotation of the moon, the lunar month, is no less than 29 days and a half a day and 2/3 of an hour and 73 chalakim. Va'osayom meisi imo shel ben zaza. And therefore today cannot be Rosh Chodesh, Rav Gamliel said. And that day the mother of ben zaza died. V'spidu Rav Gamliel hesped gadol. Rav Gamliel said a big hesped for the mother of ben zaza. Why? Lo mesh ru'i l'kach. Not because she deserved this great big hesped, el k'dei sheyedu am shel kitchu beis nes chodesh. But it was so that everyone should know that Bezin was not Mekadesh l'chodesh, so you're not allowed to say a hesped on Rosh Chodesh, even though people typically, the minhag is, they say, Levi is on Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to say a hesped on Rosh Chodesh, so we're just going to say some nice things about the nifta that's going to cause everybody to cry. So they end up saying a hesped anyway. But the halach is that you're not supposed to say a hesped on Rosh Chodesh, and he said that in order to prove, I guess they used to follow the halach, in order to prove that it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, he actually said a hesped as the raya that it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. The Ramban in Torah Sadim explains that it's not because she was ro'i lehesped gadol. That's what we're trying to say, that she was ro'i lehesped gadol. It's sheyedu am, meaning that don't say that it's, she wasn't ro'i lekach at all because we're not masped nashin. No, what we're trying to say is she's not ro'i lekach because she wasn't ro'i for a hesped gadol, but we are taka masped nashin. And the Ramban and other Rishonim bring rayas from other Gemaras that we are masped nashin, where different people were masped, different women who passed away. It's very interesting because the Rishonim bring rayas, and the Gron Yerder tries to bring raya that were maspid nashim in certain situations, that we say hespedim for women as well. Torah Tmima asked the obvious question: what's the first hesped we have in the Torah that Avram comes lespod l'Sarah v'livkosa? That the first hesped is Avram for Sarah. So the Torah Tmima suggests that yeah, but that's because eini shemesa ella lebaila. The Gemara says that the person who feels the loss of a woman the most is her husband, and there are two elements to a hesped. There's the element of the hesped where those who suffered the loss need to appreciate the loss, and there's the element of the hesped of showing kavod to the niftar. So the reason why there would be a hava mina not to be maspid a woman is because the assumption is that it's a greater pagamin or kavod to leave her unburied for longer, to leave the woman's body unburied for longer than the maila in the kavod of saying the hesped. But in terms of what the loss was, the gravity of the loss, sayini shemesa lebaila, so from an Avram Avinu perspective as the husband, so that element of the hesped certainly exists. But what about other people saying the hesped who don't feel that sense of loss as much, and it's just in terms of the kavod of the niftaras? So that's where the Rishonim have to bring raya, is that no, we still say a hesped for women even on that element of the hesped. Halach Rabbi Akiva Russell Meitzer, so we said that Rabbi Akiva went to visit Rabbi Yeshua, and he saw that Rabbi Yeshua was all upset. So Ibailu, mi Meitzer, who was upset? Was it Rabbi Akiva that was upset or Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Akiva Meitzer or Rabbi Yeshua Meitzer? Tashma, so we have a braisa that says more explicitly exactly what happened over here in this story, where Rabbi Akiva has this conversation with Rabbi Yeshua. Titanya, halach Rabbi Akiva matzal Rabbi Yeshua kshu Meitzer. It says beferish in the braisa, Rabbi Akiva went to visit Rabbi Yeshua, and he saw that Rabbi Yeshua was all upset because the day that he thought was going to be Yom Kippur, he now has to carry his walking stick and his money belt. Amar lo Rabbi, mnei ata meitzar. So Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi, why are you so upset? Amar lo Akiva, roi lo sheyipol lemita yud beis chodesh val yigzor lo gzerazu. You should sooner hope for having to suffer through a 12-month long illness rather than having to put up with the gzera that I'm going to have to put up with, that I'm going to ruin my Yom Kippur. Why dafka 12-month long illness? So Pashas is because Yom Kippur were our year is determined. What our year is going to be like. So he said, what kind of year am I going to have? This is what my Yom Kippur is going to be. I'd rather have a gezerah against me for a 12-month-long illness, or at least I'm living at the end of it. Whereas on Yom Kippur, it's decided mi yichya mi yamos. I don't know how my Yom Kippur is going to be if I have to be mechal Yom Kippur. Amalei Rabbi Tarsheni lomer lefnecha davar echad shliman teini. He says, do I have permission to say something that you taught me to say over back to you? Amarlo emor. So Rabbi Shua says, yeah, go ahead. Amarlo. So Rabbi Kiva says, Hareyu omer, atem, 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 gimel pa'amim. It says atem three times, and we darshan atem afilu shogin. That if Beis Din is mekadesh l'chodesh, even if it's b'shogin, they make a mistake, it still works. Atem afilu mezid, and even if it's b'mezid, atem afilu mutoin, even if they're mistaken, meaning if the edim deceive them, the edim trick them. B'loshan azeh amarlo. So he says to him in the following lashon, Akiva nichamtani, Akiva nichamtani. That Rabbi Akiva, you provided me with a nechama. Akiva, you provided me with a nechama. Now, what's the lashon afilu mezidin? That even if they made it, if Beis Din decides that they want to do something bad and they want to be evil and they want to change when Rosh Chodesh is really supposed to be, even though they know that they're doing wrong, that's going to work too. If shouldn't they disqualify themselves from being a Beis Din if that's what they're doing? So the Rambam is goreis b'makom mezidin, he's goreis anusim in Kiddush Hachodesh Perk Beis Halacha Yud, and that's what it appears in Torah's Kohanim and Tosefta as well. And what that means is that mezidin and anusim really mean the same thing. It doesn't mean that the Beis Din were mezid explicitly to do shalom kedin, to be mekadesh the chodesh. That wouldn't be kosher. Mezidin means that they know that it's not the zman for Kiddush Hachodesh, but they have a tzorech to make Kiddush Hachodesh, like we learned on Daf Chaf, where we're ma'ayman ala edim lekadesh Hachodesh for a tzorech, for whatever the tzorech may be, where we have to make sure that the Kiddush Hachodesh falls out on a certain day. So that's mezidin, that's anusim, that they're doing it on purpose, they're doing it because they have to do it, because they have no other choice. There is that tzorech that's in place that's going to force them to do it. So that's what it means. The Aruch Haner explains mezidin is they're mekadesh Hachodesh bizmano pitaus, and then on day 31 they realize that they made a mistake. So the fact that they're not chozer and mekadesh, that's b'mezid, meaning at the time that they were mekadesh they weren't mezid. It's that later they realize they made a mistake, so that's now it becomes mezid, because now they know that they made that mistake. That's how the Aruch Haner explains mezidin. What's the double expression akiva nichamtani? Akiva nichamtani, this is not the only place where that expression appears. More famously, it appears at the end of Maseches Makos when they see the Makom HaMikdash with the fox walking around the Makom HaMikdash, and Rabbi Kiva says, oh, if this Nevuah came true, then the Nevuah of Zakenim and Zakenos and everyone walking around Yerushalayim and everything in Yerushalayim being rebuilt is going to come true as well. And the Chacham said, Akiva Nichamtani, Akiva Nichamtani, over there as well. So the Marsha explains over here that the double Lashon is that you're menachim me about myself, that Atem Afilu Mezidin, meaning for me, I'm amazed if I I'm a Chal Yom Kippur, because I know better. I know that it's really Yom Kippur, and you're menachem me about Rabbi Gamliel, because even if I know that the Halach is not like Rabbi Gamliel, you're menachem me for myself, and that I'm to be mekabel Rabbi Gamliel's words, and also about Rabbi Gamliel himself, that atem afilu mutayin. For him, he didn't do it on purpose. He's just mistaken. So it's a double nechama of the three things. I mean, what he's trying to say is, you just said three things. Two of those things are actually a nechama to me. I don't know how many of them you meant as a nechama. Two of them are a nechama. That's how the Marsha understands it. And Marsha also says, nichamtani, that I'm not going to do an Isser to be mechal Yom HaKippurim like I thought I would. And it's also a nechama that you told me that I'm chayiv to celebrate Yom Kippur of Rav Gamliel based on the requirement of the Torah, that Midah Reis, I'm required to celebrate Yom Kippur of Rav Gamliel. And therefore, if I try to observe my own Yom Kippur, it's going to be a violation of Baal Tosef. So you not only told me that I'm allowed to do what Gamliel said to do, but that I must do, and if I don't, I'll be in violation of a separatist, or not just of not listening to Gamliel, but a violation of Baal Tosef. I once heard someone say that Zafka Rabbi Akiva, who gets Nichamtani, gets the double expression of Nechama, because every time Rabbi Akiva said something brilliant that enlightened the Chachamim, it was a Nechama that they even had a Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva was a Baal Tshuva. Rabbi Akiva had to be Chozer B'Tshuva, so it was Akiva Nichamtani. What you said is a Nechama, But the greatest nechama is who you are, is that you are Akiva. It's Akiva Nichamtani. Akiva Nichamtani. That Rabbi Akiva, the very fact that there's a Rabbi Akiva, is such a great nechama to us that we have someone we have this insight that we could have so easily have been lost to Klal Yisrael. So they went to Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas. Why is it that it doesn't say the names of the Shivim Zakenim? Shlo Yomar Adam Ploni Kemoshe V'Aron, Ploni Kenod V'Aviyu, Ploni Keldad Meidad. That a person shouldn't say, what is the Dayan in my generation like Moshe and Aaron, like Nod V'Aviyu, like Eldad Meidad? Why should I listen to the Dayanim in my generation? So that's why we tell them, no, you have no idea what the Zakenim were like in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't even know who they were. So maybe the Dayan in your generation is every bit as good as the Dayan, as the Shivim Zakenim. V'Omer V'Yomer Shmuel Al'am, Hashem So Yerubal Zagidon. Yerubal is a reference to Gidon. Why is he called Yerubal? Shasamariva imabal, that he made a battle with the Avodah Zarah of Baal. That his father worshipped the Baal and he went and he destroyed it. So he made a Mariva, he made a fight with the Baal. Marsha points out that if you look in the Navi, that's not why he's named Yerubal. Yerubal in Shoftim Parak Vav, it says Vayikra Bayma Yerubal Lemar. Yorev bo habal ki natat says mizbecho. His father says, let the Baal go fight with him and go defend itself because he destroyed the mizbech of the Baal. So it sounds like a curse to him that the Baal should defeat him, that the Baal should fight him. But the Marsha points out, we're trying to say it in the positive now, that it was meant originally the griusa, that the Baal should take revenge on him. So Shmuel called him Yeruvaal as a litivusa, as a compliment, to say that he made this battle with Baal, that he's defeating the Avodah Zarah of Baal. Badan is Shimshon. Badan is Shimshon. V'lamanikrushma Badan da'asi midan. He's called Badan because he comes from Sheva Dan. Yiftach kimashma'o. Yiftach is Yiftach. Va'omer Moshe v'Aaron b'kohanah v'Shmuel b'korei Shemo. What do we see from that pasuk? Shakal ha'kasuf shlosha kalei olam kishlosha chamurei olam. That the pasuk treats three much lesser people of much lesser stature like three people of much greater stature. Lomelcha to tell us, Yerubal bedoro, Kimoshe bedoro. That Yerubal in his generation is like Moshe in his generation, even though Gidon is nowhere near what Moshe Rabbeinu is. Badan bedoro, Ka'aron bedoro. That Badan Shimshon is not quite Aaron, but still, Shimshon in his generation is like Aaron in his generation. And the most famous phrase, Yiftach bedoro, Kishmuel bedoro. That Yiftach in his generation is like Shmuel in his generation. The Ma'arik writes that that means that they have authority, that they have the political authority, but not that it's the same din of Kavod HaRav, that people who were greater Talmidei Chacham, who were greater leaders, do have a greater din of Kavod HaRav. And his raya is the Gemara Moed Katan. The Gemara Moed Katan says that Nidui Shalanu is Kinezifa Shalahem, that it's for 7 days. In the days of the Tanaim, their Nidui was for 30 days, not for 7 days. So we see that since the Kavod Chachamim was less, since the Chacham were of lesser stature, so the Kavod Chacham was a little less. So Kol Shekein B'Zman Hazeh, the Kavod Chacham doesn't have to be quite the same. And also, there are limitations on Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmul Bedoro. The person at least has to be a worthy leader of some sort. He has to be someone who is the Gemara is going to say, let's read the next line, Lamdach HaShafilu Kal Shabakal V'Nismana Parnei Salat Zibur. And he's appointed into a position of leadership. Hareu Ka'abir Shaba'abirim. We treat him like a giant. We treat him like the greatest of the great. In Ben Ish Chai, Ben Ish Chai writes that there was a Mora Hara in a certain city that was being done all sorts of cases, and one of the Gedolei Yisrael sent him that you don't have any Rishos Laharos, everything you say is an error, you don't know anything, you're getting it all wrong. So the guy sent back to him, what do you mean, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro, so I'm the Yiftach Bedori, so why do I have none? Granted, I'm not like they were in the previous generations, but I should have the right to Paskin. So the Ben Ish Chai, Gadol sent back to him to take a look in the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Why? What does the pasuk say in Parshas Mishpatim? V'chi yiftach ishbor. So he was trying to send him a remez that v'chi yiftach ishbor is about a person opening up a bar. But he's saying v'chi yiftach ishbor. What, you think yiftach was a boor like you are? Yiftach wasn't a moron. Yiftach knew something. So yiftach bedaro kishmol bedaro. But it doesn't just apply to anyone, to any old boor. Va'omer in the pasuk also vasal karav avim el shovit ashir b'yam mehem. That you should go to the shov Safet in your days. What's the Havamina? I would think that I'm going to go to a Dayan who's not in my days. Obviously, I only have the choice to go to a Dayan in my days. No, it's telling us that that's all we have, and therefore we shouldn't be asking, oh, if we only had Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, if we only had Rabbi Kiveger, if we only had the Rambam, if we only had Moshe Rabbeinu. No, we don't. We have our Shoftim, and we have to trust our Shoftim. V'omer al tomer ma'haya sh'ayam ha'rishonim ha'yitovim me'ele. Person shouldn't say that the old days were better, and we used to have tzaddikim, we used to have good people to go to, because it's an impossibility to expect the gedolim of our generation to be like the gedolim of previous generations. But they still have to paskin shailas. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where someone said to him, how can you paskin shailas against you paskin against Rabbi Kiveger sometimes paskin against Chassam Sofer? You think you're greater than Rabbi Kiveger and Chassam Sofer? So Rav Moshe said, no, of course not. I'm not greater than Rabbi Kiveger and Chassam Sofer, but I do feel like I have to paskin the shaila, and I have to be honest. I have to give what I think is the correct psak. So as Rav Shechtler says, Rav Moshe said, if you feel I'm not entitled to an opinion, so that's one thing. If I'm not entitled to an opinion, But if I am entitled to an opinion, so I'm allowed to argue with Rabbi Kiveger and the Chassam Sofer. So Natal Makalum also biyadav. Rabbi Yeshua took his walking stick and his money. Tan Rabban Kivin Shiro. So Amar Mikisav Noshkal Rosh. When we all saw him, he got up from his chair and he kissed him on his head. Amar Lo Shalom Alecha Rabbi V'Talmidi. He said Shalom Alecha my Rabbi my Talmid. Rabbi Shalom Natani Torah Barabim. You taught me Torah publicly. V'Talmidi Shani Gozer Alecha Gzera V'Atam Mekayim K'Talmid. That you listen to my Gzeros like you're a Talmid. Ashrei Adar Shagadolim Nishman L'Ketanim. Fortunate is such a generation where the Gedolim listen to the Ketanim, Kal v'chomer Ketanim l'Gedolim, therefore Kal v'chomer the Ketanim will listen to the Gedolim. Kal v'chomer, chiyuvahu, what do you mean? It's a chiyuv for Ketanim to listen to Gedolim. El mitoch sh'agedolim nishmoyim l'Ketanim, nosin Ketanim kal v'chomer b'yatzman. When the Gedolim listen to the Ketanim are going to say, wow, he's listening to me, I should really listen to him, I should really give him respect in return. Hadron alech meinim makirin, we now begin the third parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah discusses cases where Beis Din actually saw the new moon. Ra'u Beis Din v'kol Yisrael. Let's say Beis Din and everybody saw the new moon. Nechru Eidim, and then they go through Chakira Se'edim, v'lo spiku lomer Mekudash Atshe Chashecha. But they didn't have a chance to say Mekudash, and it already became nighttime, and they didn't have a chance to say Mekudash yet. Hareze Mu'ubar. Then the halacha is that it is Mu'ubar. It's interesting, the Torah Evan raises the question, why doesn't it say Mekudash, Mekudash? That's what you're really supposed to say. It says v'lo spiku lomer Mekudash. So the Torah Evan writes that if he got to say Mekudash, even though why is it Mekudash, Mekudash? That the Av Beis Din would say Mekudash, everyone would respond Mekudash. So Mekudash, Mekudash. So the point is that you don't need everyone to respond in order for it to be Rosh Chodesh. In order for it to be Rosh Chodesh, all you need is the Av Beis Din to say that one time Mekudash. It also sounds like if he would have had time to say Mekudash before Tzei Sekhavim, they'd be Mekadash the Chodesh, even though there's no Karban yet, even though they didn't bring a Karban of Rosh Hashanah. So the Achronim deal with that as well. Let's say only Beis Din saw, the rest of the people didn't see. So Yam du Shnayim v'yidu b'fneihem v'yomru Mekudash Mekudash. So let two of the members of the Beis Din get up and be made, and then everyone else will say Mekudash Mekudash. Ru shlosha v'hein Beis Din. What if three people who are all members of the Beis Din saw it? But now you can't lose two of these guys to become Edom, because then you'll only have one member of the Beis Din left. So Yam du Shnayim v'yoshuvu mechavereim etzal ha'yachid v'yidu b'fneihem v'yomru Mekudash Mekudash. Get two of the members of the Beis Din who saw it, bring two other people on to join the Beis Din, and have those two members of the Beis Din who had seen it serve as the Edim. You can't have a single person be Mekadesh the Chodesh as the Beis Din, but you can have him joined by two other people and be Mekadesh the Chodesh together. It's interesting, he uses the Lashon V'yoshivu mechavereim. Sounds like they were Mekadesh the Chodesh b'yeshiva. So the Rabbi Kiveger wonders, based on this, and some Tov Yud Zayin, the Magen Avram writes over there, that the minig is that we stand when we say Rosh Chodesh b'yom ploni, just like Kiddush HaChodesh, meaning for Rosh Chodesh benching. We stand as a zeichet to Kiddush HaChodesh, how they did Kiddush HaChodesh. So Rabbi Kiveger says, first of all, where does he get that from? Second of all, it sounds comes from our Mishnah, Fakeret, it sounds like they would sit, Hoshivu, that they, Vyoshivu, that they sat him down. So Rav Moshe writes in Orchaim Chedekal, Simkuf Membez, Nigus Moshe, that even though the Beis Din themselves sat, but the Am that was there was Omed. So the Amirus Ha'am, Mekudosh Mekudosh, is part of the Maisa of Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's the Ikur Kvius of Kiddush HaChodesh, a little bit against what the Torah even said before, that everyone responding, Mekudosh Mekudosh, that's the real Kvius of Kiddush HaChodesh, and that's why everyone stands at the time of Rosh Chodesh benching, to commemorate not how the Beis Din sat, but how the Am stood at the time of Kiddush HaChodesh. Lamin the Misneru Beis Din v'Kol Yisrael, why does it have to say that Beis Din and Kol Yisrael saw it? If Beis Din saw it, that's good enough. So Yisrech, Salk that Chemina Holvru Beis Din v'Kol Yisrael, Iparsim of Lolia Brua, I might have thought that since everyone saw it and everyone knows that really the 30th day was supposed to be Rosh Chodesh, so even if you don't get to say Mekudosh Mekudosh in time, we cannot make it Mu'ubar, we cannot make it a 30-day month and only declare the 31st day Rosh Chodesh, Kamash Mlan. V'kivin Tana Leru Beis Din v'Kol Yisrael, Nechre Edim Lamali, why do we need a Chakira Se'edim if everyone saw it? Now that's a new case. If not everyone saw it, but we had a chakira se'edim and we didn't get to say mekudash, still it's mu'ubar. Since it says that it's mu'ubar, why do you have to mention chakira se'edim? One might have thought that chakira se'edim has a din like the beginning of the din Torah, and mekudash mekudash is like a gemar din. Just like we do for Dina Mamnus, the time Dina Mamnus, done the Yom V'Gomer B'Layla. As long as you start it during the day, you can finish it at night. Hachanami Mekadshin B'Layla. So I would think you could do the same here. Kamashman, therefore, tells us otherwise. Ve'ema Hachanami, why don't we say Taka that it's just like Dina Mamnus? Amakra ki chak li Yisrael lu mishpat leluke Yaakov. Emas have a chak be Gemardin. When is it a chak? That's only at the Gemardin. Ve'kar le Rachman a mishpat, ma mishpat b'yom, af Hachanami b'yom. But still, it's got to be a mishpat, which is specifically during the day. Okay, but I'm going to pick up the two dots tomorrow. Oh, yeah.